I put my self in front of the slides, you know, and like was a little just advanced setting on Zoom, and then
Yeah.
it really is like you're with them, you know,
Totally.
and
Yeah.
they can look at the screen
Yeah.
and they're looking at you, not like at an.
Keep in mind, there's agenda someone wants. Keep in mind that the first thing on our agenda is accept minutes from December. And here's a strategic plan if anyone wants to hurt something. Anika's letter was, I don't know if people had a chance to read that. Anika's letter was on email.
Yeah, I wrote to her. Here's my feedback.
Oh, okay, is that how we're going to
do it? No, I'm just saying I did that.
Okay.
All.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think we should. That's the full, that's the point. To put it on the agenda, was to talk
about. Did you print an email?
Here. We're good.
Okay.
And yes, yeah, so Jeanette's asked to be right away because she has company.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. Accept the minutes. But in other
okay,
words,
so we're just
friend.
Changing it around a little bit.
No.
It's
oh,
right there.
It's right there.
It's right there. But just to say she's in the tent.
Yep.
That's right.
All right, well, she's got 10 minutes.
So shall we accept shall we accept the minutes from the September meeting?
I move. Except you move this out.
Yes,
great.
I agree. Everyone agree?
Yes.
Minutes accepted.
I agree.
All right.
Hi, Jeanette.
Rolling through this.
All right, Jeanette and
I am cooking, so bear with me. I have a break.
So we
yes.
can watch you cook. We don't care.
Show us what you're cooking.
We'd like to see you.
And we'd like to hear the ADA committee update too. So whenever you're ready.
You're on, Jeanette.
There. Here we go. So well, Judith, Amber, and I met with John, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, Sicaccio. He was the architect who worked with the BBCC. He came to the library and met with Judith and I. And and I hope Judith and Amber will weigh in with their thoughts, but he seemed to have a really good understanding of the crucial importance of community engagement, as well as being respectful of what had been done before, and asking us the question, well, what will be different this time around? Again, with the idea that as we go forward with a bigger project, having answers at the ready when people say, well, what's going to be different this time around? So, Amber, Judith, you guys have some thoughts as well?
Well, he did emphasize the need for having a community, several community meetings. And that was one of the ways we were going to address this differently.
Right. He mentioned specifically having at least two open houses, one before any drawings or any suggestions were even made to hear people.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I thought that that seemed like a good process. I think because we're talking about accessibility, we might want to have a virtual open house too for people that just that can't even come at all.
Yeah, if they don't drive at night or whatever.
Or yep, or if they're
or if they're unable to come into the library, which is
yeah.
the whole point.
Right. So I thought about that recently, but we could, you know, we can figure that out too.
And a point that John really drove home in a way I hadn't heard articulated so clearly was that a functional space is an accessible space. And when we think about storage, it's not a functional space at all in terms of Amber was talking about how she has to go down to the basement to get things out of the basement. And if it's wet or cold or rainy or slippery, that makes it really challenging. So I think John is kind of zooming out and looking at the not only ADA compliance, but also just the overall functionality of the space. And that linkage was one that I hadn't heard articulated so clearly in the past that it's not only is it not functional, it's not accessible, and both are important. So just, I think, quickly sketch out, he's not going to be free to work with us until like late winter, early spring, as Amber mentioned, having at least 3 community meetings. The first one's more just getting feedback, and then second meeting would come in with some preliminary sketches, get some feedback, come back with a third sketch, because he feels it's very important that by the time we go to asking for any money the town, that people have already seen this effort multiple times, so it's not something new. So what he was going to have a proposal for us for this meeting, but doesn't have it ready for us, so we really don't have anything to look at tonight or even vote on. This is just an overview of this individual's method of work. I liked him. I don't know what Judith and Amber thought, but I thought he would be very approachable to work with.
What was different about him was that he was asking us a lot of questions, mm-hmm. as opposed to us asking him questions. Mm-hmm.
He really mostly listened and he just listened really, and he did present a very straightforward plan, but he didn't look around and say, well, we should definitely do this. He was just really listening, which I think anyone that would come to an open house and interact with him, that would be a primary, like that'd be the primary desire, is to have someone that would listen to people.
So what I propose is we really don't do anything tonight. When we get his proposal, then we can have a more substantive discussion about if we want to move forward with his firm in a new library expansion process.
Should we also talk a little about the grant that's available?
Yes. So I was talking about, yeah. So track one, well, there's with the grant that Amber came across, there's another grant that we could apply for that's a smaller amount of money, like $10,000. Is that right, Amber? Something that's
$10,000 or $20,000 is an option. Yeah.
So one thought that we had was to take the report that we have that listed several modifications that are not high dollar cost and use that to apply for the grant. So at least we can accomplish some modifications now, and then look at the expansion project as a phase two, if you will.
Yeah, like fixing the threshold, simple things like that that don't cost a lot of money but need to be done as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. For ADA or for...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have got a guide that was given by Peter Jonke from the Vermont Center for Independent Living. He was very specific about what needed to happen and what the law requires. Of course, we can't modify the bathroom in the way we need to, but we can make it possible for people to come in here in a wheelchair or with walkers.
So work with what we have. Mm-hmm. What can we do? Work with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this grant available that's for small rural libraries. So that's us.
That is.
One of the stipulations of the grant is that there has to be a community meeting. Is that right, Amber? Before we apply, as part of the grant application, we have to demonstrate we've had a
community. We can apply first. It's part of the process of the grant that they ask you to have a community meeting with your the people that you're trying to improve accessibility for, or the
stakeholders.
And it's a broader grant than just ADA accessibility. So it could be any kind of disability group that you are trying to connect with. There were some examples. For us, it might be a virtual community meeting. If we were wanting to talk with folks about with physical disabilities to access the building. Yeah. But maybe the three of us need to meet again to look at that report and look at the grant and see what could work.
And figure out how to reach the people in the community.
Right. I think you get the grant first and then you start that work. Like, you could use some of the grant money to help pay for the community meeting, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If there were costs involved.
And maybe spend money on getting help with figuring out how to find people that we don't even know about.
Right.
Haven't been able to access us.
Right.
For different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds good. We have one more minute left, but we can add some time. I've built in the padding for questions. And Mika looks like she has one.
I'm curious if we ever heard back from the town around our ability to move forward with an architect without doing an RFP. Did anybody?
Mika, so far as I've talked with Erica about this, and I think we're good to go with that, because we assume that we would spend our money with the architect. Uh-huh. Once we move into bids for construction and all that, that would have to go through an RFP.
Okay. So the preliminary is fine to move on our own, like, friends' money.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank you, Jeanette. I have one thing to say, based on John said we were outside, and I know we were waiting first time around for to do repairs on the building because we thought we were going to do an addition. And it's really bad out there. There's like rot, the siding is rotting significantly. And the
corner and the basement door.
Yeah, and the basement door. And the stairwell is unsafe. So
that whole area.
Like, is that a town thing? So what do we do?
Well, I think Josh talked to Erica.
Okay. I'm going to talk to Erica about it because we also don't know how that works, but I'll figure it out. Report back. We just did a walk.
Yeah, we just walked around
and noted all of those spots.
Oh,
yeah. Took photos of all the areas of, around the wood trim and the and then I'll just, I mean, I don't know what
will happen,
but
I'll talk
to Erica and about,
and the actual
immediate needs, just getting them.
Yeah. The big thing is the stairs feel unsafe. They're connected. They feel like they're on the verge of
it. They totally miss it.
We did.
Yeah.
But
so John Trusty is when overseeing the building.
Okay.
And be the communicator with town.
All right, good.
So so we'll see how that works and who we
have. Is the cover.
All right. Is that a wrap on that?
Thank you,
building
Josh.
Grounds and ADA stuff. Okay, librarians report with Amber. I allotted 25 minutes for this.
Wow.
So we don't have to use all of that, but I know that we'd like to ask you questions and you have a lot to say. So
okay. Did everyone get the report that I sent out? Okay.
Well,
I could just ask first if you have any questions or anything in particular that you wanted me to say more about, or I could just go through some highlights.
Seemed good to me.
Yeah, it's very specific. I love how specific.
Yeah.
It's all of your responses to the different goals. I love that you're getting really specific.
Good. Cool. It's also helpful because it's my way of sort of reviewing what I've been doing too.
Nice.
So I find it to be a helpful process. I will note one thing about the statistics in the Catamount Library Network ins and outs. I was not looking at the right number when I was running these reports. And so they were way low. And I remember running in the last couple months and thinking, gosh, it seems like there's a lot more coming and going than that. And in fact, there is. So I went back the last couple months and corrected my mistakes. We do have more like 70 to 80 things coming into the library through the Catamount Library Network every month, and sending out between 20 and 30 things every month. And I just want to say again that it's so cool that we can be a part of that shared catalog system.
And we should make sure they can hear us.
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Nika?
Yeah. Okay.
Leah and I went to the annual meeting for the Catamount Library Network in Springfield on October 6th. They are adding two new libraries soon. One of them is Montpelier, which is great to have a really big library joining. Apparently that helps with funding to allow a small library to join as well. So the Dummerston Library is going to be joining as well, which is terrific for them.
Nice.
And our annual cost is going to go up to $800. John mentioned that they've been talking about that for years, but they are actually putting it up to $800. We are the smallest collection, so we take a long time before we would be moved up out of the smallest cost to be part of it. So, and it's really about space. If we had more space, we would definitely have more things in the library. A couple of things to note: the Guilford Community Church had their book sale and came and picked up all of our remaining books from the fair, and they were so delighted. Everyone was equally pleased about all of it, and they don't bring them back. They have someone that comes and gets them from that, and they apparently had a great sale too. So we kept it in the community for one more stop before going out. But there's a lot more space down there, and we're putting weeded things directly into the crates. So they're just kind of sorting them as we go. I'm curious to see what sort of space that takes up yet. I'm not really sure yet, but trying to keep up with weeding so that there's room to continually add. Stuff.
Could you make sure to tell Jeanette about your weeding directly into the tubs that she bought?
Yes, I will.
And she'll be pleased.
Yeah, good.
Just a nice.
I started reading to the pre-K class. It's really fun. They're really fun. And my
Joanne,
my kid is in that class. That is actually a little problematic because the leaving after reading she got really sick.
When do you read?
On Wednesdays mornings.
It was every different day. I'd be happy then.
Well, I really love it. It's such a cool relationship building thing because they know my name and I know their names.
Yeah,
and it's really cute.
Yeah.
And the third grade class, Sandra helped with that too, came to visit on Friday this week, and they walked over from the school and they wore the safety vests that the library has, and we borrowed those, which was really neat. And that was a really great experience for me. I'm very familiar with designing instruction for like college students, but I'm just like, now I'm switching to designing and needing orientation instruction for third graders. And I have so much to learn, and it was really,
it was great.
It was so fun.
Amber had stations out back, so it's been great. Or drawing or some other work out there. And then one group was in and one group was out, and then we switched. And I was actually telling second grade about it because I was saying, you should see if Amber will do that field trip for you.
Yeah.
And walking feels so important too. Just getting kids walking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I saw the welcome third grade.
I saw it too.
Very sweet.
It was all very sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we read Halloweener. Hilarious. So there, a lot of them are really big fans of this particular author.
Okay.
So it was cool to have them recognize it and then do like a Halloween book. And it's about teasing and like friendships and Halloween also as a side bit. But they were reading a story to them was actually the time when they were all just quiet, watching, and totally into it. So I had a good time and had to figure out if I was just going to be Amber or librarian Amber.
So what did you decide?
We just went with Amber. Yeah. Sarah Rosso is Farmer Sarah at the school, and my kid, who sees her all the time, literally calls her Farmer Sarah all the time. So I don't. I just wanted to be Amber. Yeah. I thought that would be okay.
I think it's great for you to be able to be
okay.
So you won't be being called librarian Amber for the next 20 years
until you're 900 years old. But Amber, I want to say something. It excites me that your job here is giving you opportunities for your own learning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm even talking about
that.
Yeah. Teaching to the third grade.
So. Yeah, it's really different. it's just really
from
different.
Marlboro College?
Yeah.
Or Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, just college, you know, it's just a totally different time of life.
Yeah.
But it's the same idea where you set up a learning experience and you have a plan and you adjust as you go. Third graders are really talkative, much more so than college students in certain, and so that's all so new.
I love it.
Yeah, I had a good time. I'm working on a lot of programming. You can see that there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it takes a lot of work to get a program to happen.
Yes.
So that'll keep rolling. And I've also been continuing to collaborate with the town office staff. They're all really terrific. We are lucky to have them, and I talk to them at least every week. So it's going well.
Awesome.
Do you have Halloween party and budget stuff to talk about?
Sure. I've been meeting with John several times to work on what the budget looks like for our budget report and just sort of making that look better. And then also, it's not going to be too long before we have to make our budget request to the town for the next year. So we've started talking about that. I think he's going to talk about that a little bit more. And Halloween party prep, that's not on here separately. So if we want to talk about that at all, I think we're in pretty good shape with volunteers to help do things. It's been in the school newsletter. And on Front Porch Forum and on Facebook. So I think I've been advertising, but, you know, talk to people about it. Sandra's going to pick up donuts from Green Mountain Orchard, and she's got a check to pay for that.
And Deb's going to bring the Meeting House solution, just the PR. Meeting House squelched it because of the fear of being sued in case something happened.
Really?
Yeah. I think they picture like a ton of kids and they're all wild, which is not what it is at all.
But there's no problem with using the playscape?
No.
It's a town and they have their own insurance. They don't have insurance.
Interesting, because there's a history of years of use, so they know what to expect.
You know what it is? It's boards, and this particular board is scared of getting sued individually. And once that fear sets in, just the world starts to, that's my take. But then I started thinking, well, maybe they could, I don't think the board insurance would be a ton of money. It might be like $1,000. And so maybe they need to think about taking out board insurance. And I only know that because of the adventure. Of course, we have that. But I don't know. It's sad, but it just is what it is. So Halloween, rain or shine. We've always been rain or shine. During the pandemic, we didn't have the Meeting House. So we know how to do rain or shine. And people who don't want to be out in the rain, they still come.
Right.
And if then it'll be a small little group, then maybe we'll be in here. You know, if it's pouring.
Yeah.
A light rain. Yeah, we're raining, but it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Well, in the old days, we did the
Oh, the range, yeah. Yeah, think of the name of it. I just say community center.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel just fine. Deal with the rain, but if it's pouring, it'll be a little cloud, so we'll just come here.
I could ask Ada about
using the community
center. I'll tell you what, for me personally, the challenge is beautiful, but huge cleanup afterwards.
Okay.
And who's going to do that?
Right.
Okay. That's my stumbling block.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it is practical. Okay. I did ask her about parking. So that's no problem. Okay.
Do you guys know the Halloween, which I think we started in 1989 or something? It started here. And then after a couple of years, it got too big for here. So then we moved it to the Grange. And it grew to be like 100 people. And then it started to shrink. It's all about demographics, partially. And then we brought it back here. And then it was just a little group. And then it grew. And then we started using the meeting house and the pandemic. And then we moved to Playscape. So that's like the longitudinal study for you. But I love having outdoor focus. I love being with
the place.
I just love it. It's
yeah,
the connection with the outdoors.
It's
so great.
If it does, so I went to everyone's books and bought books for the library's treat. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I think they gave us, did I already say this last time? Maybe not. They everyone's books was so good. They give us a discount, and then they also probably bought $200 worth of books, and then
beautiful.
Then they walked to the back where they have all of these books that were like slightly damaged. Mm-hmm. Just like, and she probably gave me $200 more worth of books for free, and sent me out the door. So they have their eye on us now. So I think probably every time I go there, they'll give us.
Yeah.
Was Anne part of that?
Yes. She was the one.
And I'm pretty sure Kathy's the one who started that tradition.
Yeah, well, I like it, and it was really fun to pick out things for people. And if it is raining, I guess we'll just have those just inside or something.
And that's where it's been, right in the library.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
All right.
And do you have cider? Have people said?
Deb Albright is bringing cider. Yes.
That's enough. Usually it's more than a gallon in Lipsman.
She said she was going to bring 3 gallons.
3 is good.
And we have a lot of cups already, paper cups and napkins.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
And I'm leaving the donuts here overnight. We're going to drop them off in the house.
I think they'll be fine. We haven't had any signs of...
Nice.
I haven't seen any signs. Will they be...
Well, maybe I should drop them
here. You could drop them off at my house if there's a day that's you're not.
Well, it's going to be the 30th. I'm taking them up at 5:30.
Yeah, so you could just, if it's
on my way by, just,
if it's better for you.
Bless you. Well, my house wouldn't be better. So somewhere that's not my house that doesn't have mice would be good.
Well, should I bring a cooler? You could put them in a cooler.
That would be great. Oh, yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
I would, you know, we have these snacks in here all the time now, and they haven't attracted any. But we'll keep an eye.
It would be bad.
It would be terrible.
We would be really pumped up.
The
cooler is an awesome idea.
Those are the best donuts in the world.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Do you have a cooler?
I have a cooler. So okay. I think I can figure that out so you don't have
otherwise call me if you need.
Okay.
We also have big plastic bins that are now
right
that don't have books in them in the basement.
They might smell musty though.
Yeah.
They would definitely smell plastic.
I don't want to put the donuts in
happy
foolish spot. Okay. Great.
All right. Treasurer's report from John, and good work everybody. We are ahead of time.
And there are rice crackers here if anybody wants.
Oh, and I gave you 15 minutes.
I'll use it. I'll put us back on track.
Richard is smiling.
Okay, so first off, to talk about our profit and loss for our monthly report. If everybody got a chance to look at it, I hope you did, because you might have noticed that it looks different. Basically, Amber has figured out how to organize things to put similar categories of items together. Mm. And so I think the presentation is much improved.
Nice.
And so that was, that's one overview. As far as our financial situation, we are doing great. We continue to do well. We still have our letter as our major fundraiser to go, and even the raffle, which would be in the spring. But even our letter, just our letter, should put us well over our fundraising goal. So fundraising-wise, we've been doing great this year. And spending-wise, also doing good. I think Amber's been working on figuring out how to spend all the money in the different places.
Can I ask, I didn't look.
Yes,
so
that,
I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, yeah, what is the concert?
Oh, yes. So the concert was...
So I can tell my
colleagues. Yes.
Yeah, so we ended up over $5,000.
Whoa.
That's app. Wait, is that after?
After the cost?
I think that's after the cost, isn't it? I want to say, I have it in another place.
It is, yeah.
That is, let me see, because that is only one piece of it. The other piece is down here. That's what it is.
Okay.
All right. So concert, actually.
Oh, because the sponsor income.
So the sponsor for the program was $2,800. So total, and this is, I don't know if this is a total now. There might be still some website stuff.
I think there's maybe one ticket that someone forgot to pay for, and so I have this one check for like $50 or something, but I think everything has been paid for. So there's two income lines, and then they're not all, it's not all tidy in one spot, but I did make a separate.
Yeah.
I think we made
$6,500.
Yours. And that's
$6,500
after that would be after.
That's after expenses.
That's after expenses.
Yeah. And it's really wonderful that we were able to give some money to one of the Chevron players to help her pay for the friends.
Oh, good.
And so that feels good.
Yeah, and this is, that was really, really successful. Thank you,
Jenna.
Mm-hmm. And
yay.
Much well above what we've done in the past for the cello concert.
Yeah.
So, and really, also DeVita did. DeVita
because the ads
took on the project of doing the ads for the program and really brought in a lot.
Yeah, that was the big difference. We brought in a lot of money with the ads.
So that's what this.
Yeah.
Is.
So we brought in $2,800 plus
just
for ads.
So really. In a way, that's the ads could kind of pay for all of the costs.
And that's the theory.
Plus.
Right.
I mean, that's why theaters do that in remembrance.
So, really,
That's beautiful.
That was really great.
And the ticket sales for Foxy Cabin. I think that seems to be good.
So say that
the new ticket sale.
Like you can buy it online.
You can buy it online, you can donate a mug.
What do they call it? It wasn't a fixed price. It had a
just a minimum.
You could it was a minimum charge, but you could donate on top of that if you wanted to.
Oh, great. Right. So $25, but
How did you word it?
I didn't word it. Amber wanted it, but
it's like minimum $25. Pay more if you can. I think this was perfect. The short bit that we were.
Yeah, that's perfect. Great.
Many people did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some significantly. But,
yeah, that's lovely.
So yeah. So.
So it was a win-win, Judith.
It's all really great.
So that. Yeah. So that's really great, and. Yeah. So then, when you look. Especially past when you start looking at the expenses, you can see that the are all the kinds of fees and subscriptions and things are all together. All the programming expenses are together, and all the supplies expenses are together.
Nice.
So it's a lot easier to look at.
Nice.
And we're on track for things. So, unless anyone has any questions about that, seeing none,
so 15 minutes.
I'm going to move transition to the talking about the upcoming the next year's budget. So, yeah, what are we doing on time?
We're good. Keep going.
So we will have the budget to vote on at our next meeting, is the plan. And what did I want to say about it? Sorry, I didn't really prepare myself too well here. I actually spent a bunch of the afternoon organizing my folder and I was like feeling so good. I was like, oh, this is all organized. And then I just sat down and didn't actually
Well, look at how fast you found that.
Yeah.
Well,
right? You just went right to it and
So
the big thing, I guess, to mention about this is we are now. We now have this a new relationship with the town where we are having a line in the town budget for books and services, which existed in the past, but now is actually funded at substantially. So this will be our second request on that line. And that line covers the collections, which we have broken into adult children, digital resources, and other materials, being library of things stuff, I guess you'd say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of those lines plus the fees for the Catamount service and the fees for the courier, which is the interlibrary loan. And the Catamount is going up by $100. And then the courier service, we were talking about possibly increasing the number of stops. So we get one a week now. And so Amber brought up doing it twice a week to really improve that service. There are times when people when you make the request versus when the pickup and the drop off is, can create this lag so that you actually aren't getting the book for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And having the courier service twice a week would, I think, dramatically reduce that, is the idea. But it would increase the cost. So
Would it double the cost?
It would double the cost. Yeah. So currently, well, but we also get a grant that partially pays for the courier service. And we have been getting the grant every year, and we expect to get the grant so we can plan on that some. And so what we currently had budgeted was $1,248, and doubling or having two stops a week would be a little over $2,000. So it would be about $800 more than in the past. So we were talking about ways that we could potentially trim down in other places, which would likely be, well, the catamount fee is what it is. And so then we have the collections numbers. And so we were talking about trimming those down, but we wouldn't be able to trim them down by 800. So I guess I want to put it out to the group and ask what people are feeling about what our ask to the town is on that line, and can say something now, or you can think about it and let me know sometime in the next couple of weeks before we end up getting this budget more finalized.
I'm curious if there have been complaints about the slowness of receiving the book.
Yeah. It definitely comes up sometimes. I mean, if you miss that Tuesday, it's a whole nother week before it's going to come to you again. So sometimes it feels really fast because of the timing of when someone made the request around the, you know, just because it works well with the delivery date and so forth of Tuesday. And then, but if you miss it, you know, it's a whole nother week before it could happen again. And I think Kathy, every month we submit statistics to the state library because they're the ones that provide the grant. And I think that when she was doing it, literally every month she would say, I wish we could afford to have two stops a week, because it would make a big difference, I think, in how much we can utilize the Catamount Library Network materials and how quickly they can come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to rely on other library materials because we can't store enough here. So there's like classics and older things that folks want to have that we're unable to keep.
Oh. Yeah. It seems like a good idea. I mean, I guess you're asking, we should ask the town for how we explain that.
So, right. So what we asked of the town last year was $7,948. And so we didn't come up with the exact numbers. Amber and I were working on this, but my guess is we would be asking something like $8,500 to possibly more, up to maybe $9,000. But yeah, Nika.
I mean, you can finish, but yeah.
Just to get, I guess, just to give you an idea of the difference in our ask. So we were asking almost 8,000, and if we trim a little bit in the collections and then increase for the courier, it would maybe be increasing overall $500 or $600.
I feel totally excited about that.
And so we would be, our request would be about 8,500-ish. Give or take.
And our narrative could say we've cut back on XYZ.
Yeah.
For this reason that we want two stops.
Yeah.
In the career. So we're pulling back on some things to help
I like that.
So, yeah, you want to go?
Sure. I guess I'm hearing that when we put in our budget to the town last year for the courier service, we actually got a grant to pay for that, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so so the 1200, what we put in was not enough to pay for it all. But the grant, how do I phrase this? I don't know what would be to have a sense of how much the whole year might cost total. I guess it would be, I think it was something like 1400 would be the whole year's cost for the courier service right now. And our grant was actually about $650. So we have budgeted $1,200, but we won't actually need to spend that $1,200 because the grant will cover some of that.
Okay. Well, can we expect the grant to be of a certain amount and just take that off the budget if we're like pretty sure we get this grant each year?
Yeah, so the numbers that I was giving you were doing that.
Okay.
So instead of doubling the 1200, we figured that it would be about 2000.
Okay. So that's accounting for the grant.
Which accounts for the grant, because
okay.
It's yeah. Actually the real thing would be up around 2700 total.
So basically, what we would tell the town is that instead of expanding the collection, the materials that are we don't even have space for, we're expanding the use
the
access of the
tablet. Yeah.
So we're
to
still access. We're still using it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. And because it's based on patron requests.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I
think it's a strong argument.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're discount. We're buying party cups, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, it's not a huge, increase.
It's not a huge
increase. But it's just because it's a sort of a newish process with the town. Just wanted to bring it up and make sure we as a board were feeling good about it.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
As long as it's done
and
it's given with transparency.
Yeah.
And not make it seem like we're
right.
Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed of. This is a great thing.
No, I think, and it's really, I think also, this is a part that we don't know, but I think that it potentially could increase usage.
Right.
And it could help. It could help people who feel like they need to have to go to Brooks and have a card at Brooks. Maybe they might see this as now a better option for them. So
that's a good point. Yeah.
We'll have to see what happens actually with that. But
Amber said there's been complaints.
There's been complaints.
Right. Yeah. So about when it ends up taking long to get something through.
Yeah.
And so, right. So we were responding to that patron feedback, having Kathy's comments on her assessment over the years and potential growth. So
And we're limited in what we can provide physically
because
of our small space. So we're reliant on having
that
person.
Seems good.
So
good.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you.
Do you agree with this?
I agree with all.
Yeah, three strong reasons.
I really do.
Don't
have anything more to add?
Good. All right. And so, and then otherwise, just to let you know that we are also meeting with Erica and Ellie in the town office later this week. And we had already met with them once and we're working out. So far, I think it's been going well, the systems for Amber to submit invoices to the town, and that's been going well. And then we're talking about how to just build on that into the future. So the next year's budget will reflect that, I guess. But otherwise, I think we're doing a similar process to what we've done in the past. We're looking at the budget, looking at what we budgeted last time, what we actually spent, and trying to project a year into the future.
So. I mean, you try to be educated, yes, with all that you're setting.
Yeah, it's definitely a budget. The tricky part about budgeting for the courier service is that I went back and looked through bills, and you know, even in the last couple of years, it increases.
Yeah.
And that's as it costs more to hire people and
right.
to transport things,
right.
it does increase. So it's definitely a budget. But in response to that, the state library has also increased the grant that they
nice.
Provide to libraries to cover it. So I anticipate that as the costs go up, the grant will also
That's really
go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
So, do you have
good.
Anything else?
So that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, that's good. Laura's going to talk about attending select board meetings quarterly.
Yes. We talked about twice a year, but I was proposing four times a year because of one of our goals, to have more of a presence and to be doing more PR and to not just be showing up, say, before budget time and town meeting time, which is often when we have gone. And Erica thought it was an excellent idea. She really liked it a lot. And it's a way to help bring people into really learning about us and getting to know us a little bit. And one thing I wanted to talk about was different people could go for different meetings, which I think would be really healthy.
Yeah.
Be really good for the town to see a new face, a different face, and oh, that's a trustee. And we could choose at the board meeting or trustee meeting before that visit, we could choose what should we be talking about or whatever, but we could pick people ahead of time so people can get on their calendars. So that's a proposal. And I think it specifically addresses build stronger connections with residents. So that's goal number four. I think that's making a real effort to do that in our strategic plan. So I just wanted to put that out there and see what you guys think. Maybe four visits in a year. And Erica said that she can stay in touch with you or me and get very specific about the dates. We have the first date, which is next week.
Monday.
Yeah. And of course, what she's interested in is the budget. So,
So are we going to be there with the budget? Somebody?
I don't know. I mean, we can, it's really up to us. We don't have to have the budget then. I know Erica would love us to have the budget then. But, you know, we've talked and we weren't sure if that was even possible.
Mm.
I think there's flexibility. This is not like we have to.
Yeah.
It's.
I like the idea. I personally feel at capacity just for other meetings mm-hmm. that I have in my life. And I don't know, I'm imagining there's probably other people in this group that can have that too. But I do like the idea of showing up.
Yeah, I think we'll will reap many benefits, I think. And also, we're not just going there about money.
Right.
We're going there about some really cool things happening, programming, you know, so forth and so on.
And it's a chance for people to ask questions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's an open dialogue. Yeah.
So I'm happy to go, but I can't speak publicly at all. So I could go as a support person to somebody who's better at speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go several times to make up for the fact that I can't speak.
I wonder too, would a friend of the library want to go or could go too?
So no, I mean, I think the fact that we're elected,
yeah,
that sort of feels appropriate.
Yeah.
Not that, no, a friend could come along and maybe we bring a friend and that meeting, that whole visit is about the friends group.
Uh-huh.
So that's the whole point to that particular meeting.
And I think part of our PR efforts or whatever is about establishing the difference between the trustees and the friends.
Yeah.
That they are different boards. So I would say we should try to maintain that.
Mm-hmm. So it's 7:28. We usually go till 8, right?
I think we're trying to make.
We've done it to 7:40 before.
Yeah, we're trying to help people get home around here.
But I could.
We're working on it.
I could go to the select board meeting on Monday.
Yeah, I was hoping that you would say that, and
yeah.
I could go too if you weren't. And then maybe.
So that we could talk about what we will want to present.
Mm-hmm. I'll look at my calendar. Coming. And so the next one would be like 3 months later, roughly. So,
yeah, and
by then we'd have the budget.
And speaking of separations,
mm-hmm.
would we be, because there's also Amber as sort of department head.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting to?
I can be a non-rotation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it would be helpful for questions.
Oh, I think,
of,
you know, really important.
I feel like there might be the two parts of what we would be reporting is one, like what the library is doing
mm-hmm.
and planning to do,
mm-hmm.
just kind of like Amber's
job.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
sphere, and then what the trustees are planning or whatever.
It's all of that, yeah. And getting to know you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for this.
Should we move on to the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we can put on the next agenda just follow up on this. And just set who will go to the next one.
Yeah, and how this one went.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah,
let's sounds just
good.
Report on this
good
one.
Reflection.
If we then,
yeah.
And Jeanette didn't hear this idea, right? She's got.
Yeah, that's true. She's got.
So,
yes. Right.
So
did I hear properly that someone's going to be going next week?
Yes. Yeah, so, reporting on a budget that will yet to need to be voted on by trustees?
Yeah, exactly. So we won't have voted on it, so I can't present the budget to the town. In the past, we don't present it at the select board meeting anyway, and
exactly.
I don't think that's
it's
the appropriate place.
Yeah.
They have the budget meetings.
Right.
That's like where it would get
exactly
presented. So, and so far, I haven't heard about them being scheduled.
And I think we'll follow Erica's lead, and we'll talk with Erica and find out specifically
right
what she thinks.
Yeah. So, but we're planning to have the budget for the trustees to vote on at our November meeting, and so we will submit them. But I can talk with them. I could talk generally about ideas, probably.
Yeah, so if you're planning to go, then
I have to look at my calendar.
Okay, but if it works out, I don't really need to be there.
Well, it might be good if we go.
Well, here's. Talk later about
okay,
it.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that.
So,
okay.
Sorry. Did you want to say something?
No.
I read, hear me out on this. I read Mika's letter, and based on other, which I thought was great, I do have some feedback. Based on other conversations like this that we've had in the past, like we're all really thoughtful and we all want to say, give feedback and suggestions and stuff. I think it would take a long time. It's 7:32 right now. I wondered if we could all email you feedback and suggestions.
But wouldn't it be, shouldn't we be discussing it?
I don't know, it's up to you. Because we have this, we have long range planning, strategic planning.
And that's just a review. That's just
okay.
That's
not, we have new business.
Long range planning.
I have just let me talk it out. I have 20 minutes for this, which feels like it could even go longer, in my experience. 10 minutes for long range planning and 5 minutes for new business, which would take us past 8, if we could stick to that schedule. It's up to you guys. I'm just laying it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Mika, really, because she wrote the letter. She did the draft. So what would be the most useful thing for you, too? Or combo?
Yeah. Did everybody read it, first of all?
Yeah,
I read
it. Okay.
I
would just appreciate, some sort of general feedback. And if the feedback is similar to each other, then I'll just make edits based on that feedback. And if it's, people have really opposing ideas, then I don't know. I'll have to come up with something.
That's why I think it might be good. Can we, instead of talking,
sure.
let's talk about it.
Go for it.
Do you want to just do a quick around?
Yeah, just do it.
I can start and say I thought that it was great, and I liked the tone of it, and I liked the upfrontness about the way that the budgeting has changed, and so why are we still asking for money? And I thought it was great, and so I say move forward with it. But that was my thing.
I wrote to Nika and said I like it. I would order things differently, and I just wasn't sure I'd start the letter with the first paragraph talking about what the town voted on last year. I want to be pulled in. I'm not sure that would pull in readers right away, but it doesn't have to change. But that was my reaction to the first paragraph. Oh, and I didn't want to say a town-owned library. I just thought we are the town's public library. But saying that town-owned, I was stumbling with the word owned. But that's a personal reaction to a word.
There was one sentence that bothered me earlier, and I figured out when you say it's, I don't have the original, but I was going to suggest that we have expanded the salary and hours of the library director to a full-time position rather than full-time hours. It sounded a little bit strange to me.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't know where the ADA compliance and accessibility serves in the request for donations, unless it's specifically tied for donations. So I just think if we want to say the donations will include, accessibility, it doesn't make sense why it's in there is why I ask. I think it's important always to remind people, but not on the donation letter. Unless it's part of the donation, in which case I didn't feel that it,
Interesting. Doesn't it suggest that we want to improve it so we need more money than ever?
Yes. And I just, as long as we're talking about it with the school leadership council in terms of when you ask for donations, you have to be specific about where it's going.
Yeah.
And
people
so
want to know.
This donation speaks to me like, we're going to take that donation money and go towards accessibility of the library only.
Oh,
because yeah. Why are we putting it in there if we're not? This donation is for accessibility only, then that's perfect. Yeah. Otherwise, it does seem to be an odd place to put it in.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm not a wordsmith. This is where I would use ChatGPT, and I would say, can you make it, please? Here's my paragraph. Can I make you, like, how? What sentence can I now write that will elicit? We need to donate because there's lots that we can be giving towards, but not giving it such a highlighted space in a donation letter.
Right, because right now specifically we would be using it for exploratory work to see what we need to do, but not fully to it funds doings of the library as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could get around it by having like an annual fund that we're developing that would be at our discretion, which is something that we talked about doing at the Guilford Company at the school. But I brought that up because it's like, felt like we were kind of asking about that in the letter, or I would feel like it. I'm donating for the accessibility.
Yeah.
And if it was then in a public audit, I was like, how much was the donations used for accessibility? That's where it would be like, it wasn't as much. Quibbling, and if anybody donated a fair sum of money on the assumption that it was for only accessibility, that would be the archetype of the person we're looking for that would complain. And I don't want to go down the pathway of the historical society where we worry about everything and what I'm going to say about that. But, I definitely, that was the only aspect of the letter. I think otherwise it's very good. I think just more than just the books at the very bottom, I think including the photo and a warm invitation, because this is another great opportunity. But that was the only part that I just kind of had a question about.
Nick, I forgot to say again how wonderful I think the tone of it is.
Yeah.
It's very positive.
Okay.
Great. All I did was make that one suggestion. I realized I hadn't told you that the tone of it, it felt very upbeat and strong. But that's really interesting what you're saying. I hear you.
Yeah. I was thinking about if it started with more than just books, that whole section. That's I love it. And just it's very strong. And then move toward how we rely every year on this fundraising letter to help us. And specifically for us, like, we have never earmarked specifically what money was going to, but now we're kind of moving toward that because the library's now, the town now is covering so much. So is it in fact going toward programming, this fundraising?
Yeah, we need to decide that. One thing I learned, so we're going in order, and
it's
your turn.
I spoke out of turn.
I wrote to Nika a couple times about this, but I also really like the tone as well, and the description of the different programs that the library offers is great, and I think it's cool that it does acknowledge that the budget scenario has, like, how our budget works has changed this year. I think involved people in the town will know that. And then says, but we'll still use your money for great things. So I think it's good to acknowledge that. I think it would be great if there was a bit more of thanking for Kathy, as well as saying that I was hired, something equally strong that says that we celebrated her. You know, if it's talking about things that we did, big things that happened this year, her commencing, I'm trying not to use the word retiring, but
her commencement
was a pretty big deal. And it just a sentence about that would be lovely, I think.
And to remind people that she had been serving the community for 26 years as librarian.
Right, yeah, maybe. Nothing, not a lot, you know, but
a couple sentences.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to say something about me, you should say something about her. Just for me to get better. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, thanks for taking on this letter. It's great.
And I just want to add one
thing. That's easy to add.
One thing is that in this letter, we often note highlights from the year. And a highlight from the year was the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, it was in there for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it is in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in there. Okay. Sorry.
But all it said was honoring dear Kathy. And mm-hmm. I think I agree that it should be expanded a little bit.
Okay, so my turn. I like echo the, it was so inspiring. And I think it's one of the best, I know it's still a draft, but I felt like it was one of the most heartfelt letters we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just felt really good. I feel like I'm going to cry, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But, and also, I agree, I think Laura said this, the start with the more than just books line, that feels so, that's like our why. It feels like
really
put that right at the top. And then the piece that you have under it, and then maybe the piece about the transition between Laura and Kathy. I mean, not Laura and Kathy. Amber and Kathy.
Amber.
And then the order, then kind of at the bottom, I guess, just if I read the at first, like, oh, or the town pays our bills now, I'd be like, ah, you don't need me to donate
right.
anything.
Right.
But I'm sort of lazy, so maybe put that more after the inspiring stuff, which is my suggestion. Also, what I learned from Davida was similar to what Josh brought up. Whenever you do fundraising, you want to think about, this is for all of us, not just Nika. We want to think about how much we want to raise and what are we raising it for. And I think we haven't been that good about that, and we haven't been that good about like articulating that or like knowing where that money is
mm-hmm.
in the past, and we're tightening up on that, we're getting much better at that. So this is another opportunity to state what we're raising, maybe even state our goal, and talk about where that money will go. And it's like that. Anyway, that's it for me. But yeah, really good letter. One of the best so far.
Thank you, everybody. I just want to say, like, I feel confused, and maybe this is why I need to talk to all of you at this meeting, is like, you know, the accessibility of our library does feel like such a major, like, direction that we're moving into. And so I hear what Josh is saying, and I'm like, okay, well then maybe we need to actually just say that, you know, and like stand behind that, or we can go back to vague and not mention it. But it feels like a loss to not mention something that we're sending out to people who are already our friends, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that's who this is going to. It's not like a, you know, it's not like a town-wide pamphlet or something, you know.
Well, couldn't we say that?
Well, yeah, so I'm wondering.
Couldn't we say we're raising money to support our effort to make a more ADA-compliant library?
Well, or is it back up? What, Amber, you talked about, is this first stage is exploratory. This first stage is gathering people's input. Yes, John?
Yeah. I was waiting at that.
Oh,
you're still
it
going.
Looked like you were burning.
No, I just want to be next.
I'm hearing what you're saying, Nika, that and also what Josh said, but it's not that we're asking, this is one scenario. It's not that we're asking for money to make this building accessible, but we're wanting to go into exploratory conversations, meetings to assess from the town.
I don't want to give money for that. Or talk.
Yeah. And that's kind of what point is that, like,
Yeah, John. Yeah.
I just want to say from the treasurer perspective, mm-hmm. that we, so we get this approximately 8,000 from the town, and then we get about 12,000 from the friends. And this letter is usually a huge part of that 12,000 that we would get from the friends, which is goes to what the town is not covering right now is some of our fees, licenses, subscriptions, and things, our supplies for computer equipment or library supplies, office supplies, equipment, furniture stuff, and programming and professional development and miscellaneous. So we still need money for that stuff. Okay. So if we say, so I think we can't say the letter is only for ADA, because then we wouldn't have money for all this other stuff. But
and it's all important stuff.
But with the town, with the town paying for the collections and the Catamount and Courier, there is definitely room to, like, we are fundraising more than we need every year now. And so there is room to put money aside for that. But I think I would, hesitate to say that it would all be for that.
Right.
And I think maybe that's what you were saying.
Yeah, I think that paragraph, second paragraph, if it, that description is fine, and I'm not a writer, it's going to be like very just one line afterwards that says, in addition to other, you know, things, I think, you know, it's our top priority, and, you know, your donation will go towards, you know, focusing on this in addition to other, you know, priorities or something, keeping it vague or bold again. And we just went back and forth about this, like trying to be vague, because we kind of want to be vague, because there's things that you might want to use this money for, but also thinking that maybe there should be a specific donate fundraising effort for, in this instance, the ADA accessibility. And like, really, we put a tag on it, like you said, which is another point that I was going to make, which is really saying we want $20,000 or $35,000 for this, and then we fundraise for that goal based on maybe, I think, some of the conversations that we're going to have with the town, and, you know, thinking about what will things cost after. So, I mean, I brought that up because we're gun shy about it, I guess, as we're talking about fundraising, but, you know, it doesn't say specifically this is only for it. It just says it's one of our top most priorities. So I kind of can pull back what I said earlier about being careful, because I think it is careful as I read it to the letter. It's careful. It does not promise that we'll be using it all for any one mm-hmm. thing. It just says, hey, accessibility is a big issue, and we hear you. And I think it would be a good reflection for the community that they're in the donation letter. We're reading of a transparent kind of acknowledgement that we need to work on it. So
I think that the solution might be to use those words in addition to the usual programming and services. We are putting a huge focus on ADA compliance.
Yes.
So and we're going to need more money than ever.
Right. So
you guys named it, you know, the programming services and becoming ADA compliant.
Right.
For this fundraising.
Is it always encompasses programming services, some supplies,
And I think that's how, when I read it as, like, we still have all our things, but now we have the town paying, so why why are we still asking for money? And it's because we still have all our things, but we also want to do this. Yeah, anyway, I think you just said
it. But I love what you say about ADA compliance. I would want you to change one word of it. You just may maybe readjust the position of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me it was important to like also start by like I feel like the library being a free space, like public space in our town, is like one of our major stand aparts. You know what I mean? Like it makes us what we are, you know what I mean? Because the Grange, whatever, Guilford Cares, like all these places are not a space that is free. You know what I mean? And so tying that into the fact that that's a huge part of what a library is in a town, but then we're trying to be accessible to everyone, but we aren't yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the ADA piece is like the next step to being for all residents, you know?
It does it mention homeschooling?
No.
Does it feel like that's, I mean,
I don't think we need to say that.
No?
But asking,
I don't know. Well, they're homeschooled, people who homeschool are using our space. I don't know. Just felt like, since I'm coming from the school, I think we often forget about people who are schooling kids at home. And I just, I'm just mentioning that because.
Well, how do you guys school them up?
I love the library.
You wouldn't be sitting here right now if you didn't.
I mean, it's definitely a huge part of our.
But would you like to see it specifically mentioned?
Does it need to be mentioned? I don't.
I feel like when we used to meet at the library, I would have liked it mentioned, but right now we aren't like using the library as our like meeting space because of the limited space.
So it's more like individual families using the library to for its resources.
Yeah, not the whole group together. Yeah.
All right, 7:54.
Oh my God.
Mika, do you feel like you have energy? Can you go forward with this?
I think so. It sounds, if I'm hearing right, like the general tone is good. The general, you know, the ask and including ADA is good as long as we make it in a context of other, you know, other things. And, I'll look at how to reconfigure the order of things, and then including something about Kathy more specifically.
Sounds good.
Great.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Nika.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Right. We dumped it on you. You weren't here at the last meeting.
Don't go away again.
That'll beat you.
But thank you. We knew you could do it well.
Thanks.
So, thank you.
All right. So what, I don't understand the thing you said is quite the long range planning.
Yeah, that's a strategic plan. It's on our calendar.
We always
the trustees calendar. It comes up once a year and it's our job. And Amber reminded me that it was there. So it's just, you know, our annual calendar.
How long do you want for that?
I think we just need to look at it. And I think, so for example.
So like 2 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. Or you have 5 at the most. But so for example, goal number 5, you know, that's been accomplished. We don't need to do anything about it right now, but it's noting that. And I think that, that's just something I'm noting. Doesn't mean we have to have 5 goals. But when we go from the top now, we are talking a lot about the accessibility of the space. And one thing I would suggest when we want to make changes is it's not just improve the accessibility, but it's achieve ADA compliance. That's a long range plan. That's a goal. So I'm just making that as a thought. And
So I feel like we're doing a good, and this conversation is a good example of that. We're really thinking a lot about that. And also what Nika brought up, not Nika, Jeanette, what you guys brought up about the meeting with the architect. So it's just evidence that we're really doing that. This is to help us stay on top of, are we being honest with the goals we've set? Because you can set goals and forget all about it. So goal number two, how are we doing with increasing physical space? I think we're toying with it. I use that word intentionally.
Researching how to.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going carefully and treading lightly on purpose, I think. That's my take. I'm going to. We can share.
I feel like it is part of the accessibility conversation. That we started.
Say that again.
I feel like this is part of the accessibility conversation because more space allows for functionality of the library and accessibility as well.
Yeah, they're quite related.
Even if we're not talking about a really large expansion, I think some would be required to make the building ADA accessible.
Right.
Right. That's how we discussed it with the architect even.
Exactly.
Or even the idea of needing to go outside to the basement to access storage and move things.
And it came up too about just in a library alone, you know, Catamount, that there's a lot of books we don't have. So we're really dependent on that.
Yeah.
So the conversation's happened quite a bit about that. Goal three, increase programs for young children, youth, and adults. Amber's doing a ton. Yeah. And your librarian's report always showing how your mind is on that.
I like your program suggestions.
Yeah. They're great.
Mm-hmm. I would love your support if there was going to be an author's reading series, that's something that might need support in doing and getting ideas for, so forth. Yes,
that'd be nice. Goal four, we talked about with starting to visit Select Board 4 times a year. And I think related to accessibility, and the space, having community meetings speaks to that. Also, building stronger connections, another way to build stronger connections. And then it's come up too about fundraising, what we learned, or not learned, but she prodded us to think more about it. Sandra, you reminded us that DeVita brought up when we were doing the ads for the cello concert, and she said, well, how much money do you want to raise, and what are you raising it for? And so I think that this is all about maintain and expand fundraising and public relations efforts. So I think what we did with those program ads was really exciting. So that's speaking to this, expanding our fundraising efforts.
And clarifying what you're raising for.
Exactly. So I would say, to sum it up in 3 minutes, if we've done 3 minutes,
it's over.
Is that,
yeah.
Well, here's the end, is that we are on track. We are paying attention to goals that we've set. That's what I would say. And we just came up with some specific examples of how we are.
Can we take off goal five?
Well, when we come to this, it's time to. I mean, I guess we could do that.
Yeah.
Seems a little just weird. Just do that. Take it off. And then we'd say approved by the trustees in October 2024.
Yeah.
We can do that. Yeah, we can do anything.
Unless you're planning to leave next year.
No,
we don't.
No, you're not allowed to.
So
yeah, I mean, we could add another one at some point.
But we don't have to. You know, we're not.
Yeah,
this we're not wedded to have 5 goals. So why don't we just say we approve?
I moved to
take
goal 5 off.
Take goal 5 off.
Anybody seconded?
I seconded full support.
Mika, can you hear all this? Mika?
Yeah, we are approving our goals.
Eliminating.
We accomplished goal. We accomplished goal 5. So we don't need.
I see. We are eliminating goal 5. I see. We accomplished it. Yes.
Did she?
Thank you, Andrew.
And then, so we just have to say approved by Board of Trustees. So,
updated.
Yeah, it's updated.
We just write updated October.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Do we actually take it off? I kind of think we don't. I think we just say has been achieved.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to lose the history of
this. We're in the middle of this strategic
plan. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose that. So thank you. We've never actually
achieved anything. And I just said that for relapse.
Yeah.
So moving on to the new business.
Oh, I don't have any
sense. I do.
Oh yes, I brought my coffee. Yes.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. Hold it up.
Okay, make it fast, John.
Okay. I was going to mention this as part of my report and I forgot to, but this
we thank Tucker for continuing.
This thing that I'm holding is a toolkit from the United for Libraries about, it's called Libraries Need Friends, and it is about starting or revitalizing a friends group.
Oh.
And I came across it when I was doing like MOU research and had saved it to look at later, and then I remembered it and I sent it to Laura and Amber and Mika.
Yeah.
But I can send it to everybody.
Please.
Probably is a good idea. And I think what it reminds me of is, so our friends group is kind of in a period of transition since Amber was the leadership before. And so it feels like I feel like we're sort of in between starting and revitalizing. And
I'll forward it right now for you.
So I wanted to just put that out there as a thing to think about. It relates also to my work as treasurer. So I was going to bring it up in the treasurer report because as we're looking at the budget there, we're looking at our fundraising. Like say this letter, the money that we raise is going into the friends accounts. And the way that hopefully next year that our budget reflects that will be different because, I think we did a good job this year of actually saying that this past year, but it still needs some work to really make sure we have that separate, that the friends, manage that side of the fundraising and the money, and that it is the trustees ask the friends to donate the money to the library. And so as part of all of that, I was going to propose that we create a subcommittee to work on basically coming up with an MOU with the friends group.
Mm-hmm. Clarifying the relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did that with the town in the past, this past year, and I think that's really helped. And it's we're still kind of working with the town to tease out the specifics of it, but I think it helps give us a framework to work with, and I think we probably need that with the planning discussion.
That's great. That's
a good idea. So I forgot to try to get it on the agenda officially, but I don't know if we need to do that.
Maybe we should put on the agenda and have time and can actually talk about it. Maybe you want to lead that conversation about the MOU? It has this,
sure.
That would be a task force.
Right. My mind, I of course am like primed for this because I did all that work on that one with the town. And so my mind just like the thread unspooled. And I was like, this is such a huge thing. But I would propose that we create a task force for it so that it's not just one person.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, why don't we, everyone's heard the idea. People could be thinking about it, sticking on the agenda for next month.
Sure.
Good. I know Amber had some new business too.
I don't know if this is exactly new business, but I wanted to say that I'm planning to have a rapid reviews event at the community center. I talked about that when I was interviewing, but it's going to be on January 25th, which is a Saturday in the afternoon, starting at 2:00. And I'm thinking it'll only be about an hour or so because it's very rapid.
Is that a thing now, rapid reviews? Is that a thing?
It's been a thing in my world of libraries for quite some time. The Vermont Library Association has done it for a really long time to help librarians learn about new titles, and we did it at Marlborough College. I didn't start it. We did it at the end of every semester, which is about the only time that is a good time to suggest not school-related reading to students, and it was always really fun. And it can bring in people that may not be interested in a book group per se, but are very much readers and love getting suggestions. And it's like a fun community thing. All ages, and have a couple kid reviewers too. And but I would love to have there be a trustee that might be willing to be one of the reviewers. I'll give you the details. You get to pick 8 of the 8 books that you want to recommend other people to read. You don't have to be favorite or in any sort of word like that. And we would buy them if we didn't already have them. And then you would give a 1-minute review of each of those books that you chose.
Cool.
So if you would like to do that, let me know.
Very cool idea, yeah.
Great. So that's January 25th.
At 2 p.m.
And will you have
1 minute?
I know. Will you have like 1 or 2?
I mean,
that's 2. I'm, yes.
Someone got a homeschooler.
Yep.
As a thought.
Yeah. Thank you.
So January 25th.
It would be, you know, sort of like, can I tell them that you're.
Yeah.
This is Josh's kid said that she would do it.
Yeah.
She's the big leader. And it's really fun. Yeah. So
Josh,
sort of like big little kids in my mind, you know, like that age of like.
I was thinking about Oscar.
Yeah, or maybe Oscar would like to do it too. Yeah. Okay, cool. I think
that kind of like maybe. She has great opinions about it.
She does. I know the. Yeah,
or
maybe a future year. Sam.
Or between kids and adults. Or they maybe are adults, technically.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
cool.
There's some people like that.
Well, it's going to be really fun.
I think it's great.
Gonna have cookies,
thank you for
cookies and milk
doing
and,
that. Yes.
And rapid
thank you for joining
that. When we move to adjourn,
I think we're just a wrap. Everyone agree we're a wrap?
Yeah.
We don't have to do that.
No, we don't have to do that.
Oh, right. And then our next meeting, yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is how we end our meetings with our mentors. This
thanks, our everybody.
And when the next meeting is?
Yes.
November 18th.
November 18th. Okay.
Great, thank you. Very productive. Nika, thanks for the letter we put together.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there in person.
And Nika, are we, and Amber, John, we're working with these letters in the November meeting, correct?